The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 23, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatkikari, recorded on September 14th, 2010, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So, tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Antavattu palante sham tadvavad yalpamedasam devandevaya joyanti madbhakta yanti mamapi antavattu palante sham tadvavad yalpamedasam devan devaya joyanti madbhakta yanti mamapi. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Men of small intelligence worship the demigods, and their fruits are limited and temporary. Those who worship the demigods go to the planets of the demigods, but my devotees ultimately reach my supreme planet. Purport. Some commentators on the Bhagavad Gita say that one who worships a demigod can reach the Supreme Lord, but here it is clearly stated that the worshippers of demigods go to the different planetary systems where various demigods are situated, just as a worshipper of the sun achieves the sun, or a worshipper of the demigod of the moon achieves the moon. Similarly, if anyone wants to worship a demigod like Indra, he can attain that particular god's planet. It is not that everyone, regardless of whatever demigod is worshipped, will reach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is denied here, for it is clearly stated that the worshippers of demigods go to the different planets in the material world, but the devotee of the Supreme Lord goes directly to the Supreme Planet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here the point may be raised that if the demigods are different parts of the body of the Supreme Lord, then the same end should be achieved by worshipping them. However, worshippers of the demigods are less intelligent because they don't know to what part of the body food must be supplied. Some of them are so foolish that they claim that there are many parts and many ways to supply food. This isn't very sanguine. Can anyone supply food to the body through the ears or the eyes? They do not know that these demigods are different parts of the universal body of the Supreme Lord, and in their ignorance they believe that each and every demigod is a separate god and a competitor of the Supreme Lord. Not only are demigods parts of the Supreme Lord, but ordinary living entities are also. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the Brahmins are the head of the Supreme Lord, the Kshatriyas are his arms, the Vaishyas are his waist, the Shudras are his legs, and all serve different functions. Regardless of the situation, if one knows that both the demigods and himself are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, his knowledge is perfect. But if he does not understand this, he achieves different planets where the demigods reside. This is not the same destination the devotee reaches. The results achieved by the demigods' benedictions are perishable, because within this material world, the planets, the demigods, and their worshippers are all perishable. Therefore, it is clearly stated in this verse that all results achieved by worshipping demigods are perishable, and therefore such worship is performed by the less intelligent living entity. Because the pure devotee engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service of the Supreme Lord achieves eternal blissful existence that is full of knowledge, his achievements and those of the common worshipper of the demigods are different. The Supreme Lord is unlimited, his favor is unlimited, his mercy is unlimited, and therefore the mercy of the Supreme Lord upon his pure devotees is unlimited. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Valakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunatan Vita Tam Sajiva Sadaita Zavaduta Marijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So, these words of Krishna are so wonderful. And when Prabhupada explains, it becomes 1,000 times more wonderful. This is the nature of transcendental Krishna Katha. When it is spoken by the devotee, it becomes even sweeter. Just like the word Sukha is in Shukadev, it means parrot. So there is one meaning of parrot. He just blindly says something, you see. Just like I have gone 2 times for preaching in one island in the South Pacific called Savayuni Island. We stayed with one devotee family there in Tavayuni. And they had one parrot. And this parrot, he would go, Haribol! 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 But for him, it just means, give me something to eat, give me something to eat. So that is one meaning of parrot. Haribol, 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 give me something to eat. But there is another meaning of parrot. And that is, when the parrot pierces the skin of the mango with his beak, that mango becomes even more sweet. So Shukadev Goswami is called parrot in the second definition of the term, not the first one.
И Шукадев Госвами е наречен Шука Папагал, защото във втория смисъл на думата Папагал, за който обяснихме.
So we can all be Shukas, we can all be parrots, you see. Not to blindly speak without any comprehension of the subject matter. but to have deep comprehension of the subject matter. And to present it in a manner just suitable for that particular time and place and audience.
И да представяме по начин, който е точно подходящ за определеното време, обстоятелства и публика.
If one does like that, then it becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
Ако човек прави това, Кришната тази тема става все по-сладка и по-сладка.
Just like I have been telling people about Krishna now for almost 40 years.
Както аз говоря на хората за Кришна вече почти 40 години.
So I'm experiencing my own preaching by hearing what I'm saying, you see.
И аз така имам опит със своето проповядване, като се слушам това, което говоря.
So I'm experiencing the more that I go on talking about Krishna, it gets sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter.
И моят опит е, че колкото повече говоря за Кришна, толкова по-сладко и по-сладко става.
It was very sweet in the past.
В миналото беше много сладко.
And now it is very, 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 very sweet. And I know that I can go doing this for all of eternity, you see. In this body or another body, it doesn't matter the body, but the activity is the same. I know that I can go on telling people about Krishna for all of eternity. And it will get sweeter and sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. Unlimitedly sweeter and sweeter for all of eternity. Machchita madgata prana bodhiyanta prashparam katayantashchamam nityantashyantichavramanticha. The thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are surrendered unto me. And they derive great satisfaction and bliss, enlightening one another, talking about me. So there is nothing better than Krishna Katha. Because as soon as we talk about Krishna, we are no longer in this material world. We are no longer in Bulgaria or any place of this material world. As soon as we glorify Krishna, we are mainly situated in Krishna. And we are situated in Krishna. Krishna becomes situated in us. To the degree of our situating ourselves in Krishna, Krishna will mercifully 10 times more situate himself within us. That is his kindness. If you take one step to Krishna, he will take 10 steps to you. So even though I'm just a little tiny kid and I can only make little teeny weeny steps,
you see,
I can take my little kid steps, but Krishna will come running. So whatever step you can take towards Krishna, you make that step. Even if you can just do a little tiny bit of service, do it with love, and Krishna will recognize. Just like that little spider, you know the spider. You know that spider? Yes, Lord Ram was engaged Hanuman making the big bridge over the Indian Ocean, you see, from India to Lanka, floating the big boulders in the water. These monkeys were empowered to bring these huge boulders and put it in the water, you see, especially Hanuman. And this little spider, he saw what was going on. He says, I want to serve Ram also. So can a little spider pick up a huge boulder? Is that possible? No, a spider cannot pick up a big boulder. But he can push some dust with his little foot. So he was brushing the dust into the ocean and helped build that bridge, you see. So Hanuman said, what are you doing, you little spider? Get out of the way. We have important work going on here. What are you doing? Ram said, Hanuman, what are you talking about? He's serving me just as you are serving me. Therefore, he is glorious, you see. So whatever you can do for Krishna, even if you're a little spider, you do something for Krishna sincerely with love, and then Krishna will recognize, oh, here is my devotee. And as soon as you become recognized by Krishna, then all your problems of material existence vanish. They go away. Just like waking up from a bad dream. All the suffering of millions of lifetimes. Birth, death, old age and disease. Suffering, so many adiatmic, adibodhic, adidaivic miseries. Horrible miseries. Within a minute they can all be finished. You simply have to serve Krishna with love. Immediately become recognized by the Lord. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartino rjana mam upechati kaun. What is it? Mam upechati. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartino rjana mam upecha.
Tukanteya.
Punarjanmanavidyate. Abrahma bhuvana loka punaravartina jirmam upechita konteya punarjanmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world, 8:16. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest planet, all their places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. But one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, never takes birth again.
Всички планети в материалния свят, от най-висшата до най-нишата, са места на страдание, където има повтарящо се раждане и смърт. Но личност, която достига моето жилище, осина на Кунти, никога не се ражда отново.
So we saw them today in Sofia. We were driving, we went to the Indian embassy today. We were coming back and we could see all these Sofiites. What do you call them? Sofiaites?
Sofianzi.
Huh?
Sofianzi.
Sofia, Sofias?
Sofians.
Huh? Sofianis. Sofianis? Going here, going there, vroom, 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 running. Tried to make some material advancement, you see. Running here, running there in Sofia. Going in their cars, going in their foot, going in the streetcar, whatever. Just going here, going there, running. Money, you see. But is anybody happy here?
Днеска видяхме как хората в София насам натам се движат с техните коли и се опитват някакъв напредък да извършат, но някой да е станал щастлив от тях.
India has their embassy. We have our embassy also. This is the Goloka Vrindavan embassy.
Индия има своето посолство и ние също имаме нашето посолство. Това е посолство на Голока Вриндавана.
ISKCON is Goloka Vrindavan Embassy.
ISKCON is posolstvo na Goloka Vrindavan.
You come to our embassy, we'll give you visa for Goloka Vrindavan.
Ako dojete v našto posolstvo, ćemo dati visa za Goloka Vrindavan.
No more coming back again. Shatrughna has to wait for 7 days to get his Indian visa, you see. But we are a better embassy. We can give instant visa. Simply you must have love. You must have sincere desire to please Krishna, that's all. Immediately we'll stamp your passport. Approved. Approved for Golok. So, I can ask now if there's any questions.
When you told that man that you are also ambassador, he loved it.
Yeah. Yeah, I told the Indian consul or whatever position he is that I'm an ambassador for Krishna. He was very smiling from ear to ear. He loved it, that's right.
Когато казах на този консул, че аз съм посланник на Кришна, той е толкова...
I said, I'm the best ambassador of your country, something like that. I said, I'm also Indian ambassador.
Аз също му казах, аз съм също индийски посланник. И той много, това много му хареса, той се усмихна широко.
Yeah.
And he said, we need more ambassadors like you.
Mm-hmm.
We need more ambassadors like yourself. He
was very nice man. He very much appreciated our Krishna consciousness movement.
Oh, would you consider all the people who praise to demigods like the parrots? Because they are asking demigods, praying their names, holding them, chanting them.
Yeah, that's right. There's no love. It's just they're doing it like the exact. That's a very good simile, Manaji. Yeah, the demigod worshippers just like the Haribol parrot. Haribol, 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 Haribol. Give me this, Durga Ma, Durga Ma, Durga Ma, Durga Ma. Yeah, it's the same thing. There's no love. It's just give me, give me, give me. That's right.
Обожателите на пуговете могат да се сравнят точно с този папагал, който повтаря Харибол и обаче иска храна. И те повтарят имената на пуговете, но няма любов. Те искат нещо за мяна. Просто.
So, any other questions?
Но ли някакви други въпроси?
Наред мани, пребър.
Чухме за нектара от говорените за Кришна. Но има и друг нектар, нектар от слушане. Аз не мога да правя разлика между двата и затова има ли също, защото крайна сметка слушането за Кришна, това е всъщност прехвърлянето на този мост между това, което говори за Кришна.
You spoke about the nectar of talking about Krishna, but there is also the nectar of hearing about Krishna, and he cannot make the difference between
them. It is the same nectar. Shravanam Kirtanam.
Това е същия нектар. Shravanam Kirtanam.
Smaranam Parasevanam. It is all nectar.
Всички тези процеси са нектар.
Нектара, 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 нектар. Shravanam Nectar, Kirtanam Nectar, Smaranam Nectar, Parasevanam Nectar, etc., etc., etc. Sweet, sweet, what a treat, can't be beat. Okay. Pundarik Vijayanidhi Prabhu.
Параматма, в зависимост от различните планета на материалната природа, е в различна форма на параматма. Там, в зависимост от планета. Имам някакъв спомен лекция на Скотта Махарадж, която той каза, че в сърцето на Кришна е параматма в формата на Чайтанья Махапрабху. може би Санкшан мога да кажа нещо. В смисъл, дали е така, дали не е така, има ли шастра?
А може ли само втората част на въпроса да преведа? Смисъл, първата предполагам, че имаше връзка, но може ли директно тази техническа деча да попитам или трябва да почне с това, че във връзка с това, което той говори?
Колко веди, какво искаш ти да ми говори на този въпрос, а не на някой друг?
Пробвам да ти прости, аз се опитам всичко не. Окей. You spoke that Krishna is always with us and he reciprocates when he sees our
sincerity.
Yeah, sincerity. And Krishna in the form of Paramatma, he's with us for a very long time since we are here in the material world. And he has read that according to the modes of nature that the living entity is in, the form of the Paramatma is different. There is a different form of Paramatma in the heart of different types of living entities. And he has heard that in the devotee's heart, it's the form of Paramatma is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is this correct?
It depends on the devotee's rasa.
Това зависи от расата на предано даяние.
Brahmanjana charita bhakti valochanena santak sadaiva hridayesha valokayanti yang shama shundaram yoganasvarupam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. Lord Brahmaji says that that form manifests in the heart of the devotee is Shyam Sundar.
Бог Брама казва, че формата, която се проявява в сърцето на преродание, е Шама Сундара.
So one devotee, he may see Lord Shama Sundara, the other may see Lord Chaitanya, depending on his mood, his ras.
Един преродан може да види Бог Шама Сундара, друг може да види Бог Чайтанья, зависимо от неговото настроение и ras.
Do you think there's some difference between Lord Chaitanya and Shama Sundara?
Мислиш ли, че има разлика между Бог Чайтанья и Шама Сундара? Achintya Beda Beda Tattva. Yes and no.
You covered yourself.
Измъкна се.
Therefore, Dhruva Maharaj appeared as Brishnigarbha.
Yeah. So, yes, for some, Lord, they will see Lord Chaitanya. For some, they will see Radha Shyam Sundara. It's the same thing. It's like you go to our Vrindavan temple, on one altar you will see Shishi Gornatai, then you see Krishna Balaram, the other you will see Radha Shyama Sundara. Is one better than the other? Do you think one is better than the other?
Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyama Sundara, misliш, че едните са по-добри от другите или по-хубави?
They are non-different. So by taking darshan of Radha of Gornatai, then you become closer to Krishna Balaram and closer to Radha Shyama Sundara.
Когато вземеш даршан с Горанитай, ти се приближаваш до Кришна Баларам и до Радха Шама Сундара.
And by taking darshan of Krishna Balaram, you become closer to Gornatai and Radha Shyama Sundara.
А когато приемеш даршан на Кришна Баларам, тогава се приближаваш към Горанитай и Радха Шама Сундара.
And by taking darshan of Radha Shama Sundara, you come closer to Gornatai and Krishna Balaram. So you can't lose. You can take darshan wherever you want, and you're going to go back to Godhead.
Така че не губиш.
Some devotees, they may prefer Radha Shyama Sundara, some may prefer Krishna Balaram, some may prefer Gaur Gornatai. That's all right. There's the form that I prefer. That's my favorite form, Radha Govinda. That poster over there. Of all the forms of Radha and Krishna in the whole world, that is my very favorite.
От всички форми на Рада и Кришна в света, тези са ми любими.
Because it's that poster that brought me to Krishna consciousness in 1968.
Защото този плакат ме доведе в Кришна съзнание през 68 година.
So that's the Rada, that's the form I would prefer to see. That form.
Затова тази форма е тази, която аз предпочитам да видя.
For you it may be Lord Chaitanya, that's all right.
Ако за тебе това е Бог Чайтанья, няма проблем.
To each his own. Prabhu.
Какво?
Между двете. В смисъл бакти винал така, когато да казва за двете спорта и да не прави въпроса дълъг, просто ти знаеш какво ти може да...
Е, какво? А какво е?
Ами би ли казал нещо повече за тия, за това ние можем ли да се бъдем едновременно? Аз съм едновременно жил същество, от което не е от калибъра на бакти винал така, мога ли да бъде едновременно на двете парти?
Shiva Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we can be simultaneously in two swaroops, one in Gaura Lila and one in Radha Krishna.
Really? That's wonderful. I'd like to find that quote. I've been preaching that for a long time, never had any shastra to back. I realized it, but I didn't have a shastra quote to back it up. Can you send me where that quote is? Can you give me the place where he's written that? I would love to have that. That's wonderful. Yeah, it's true. I've been preaching that for years because I realized it. The reason I realized it from the painting on the cover of the Bhagavatam. It shows both Leelas are going on simultaneously. And we know that in the Gaura Ganadesha Dipika by Kavi Kanapur?
Yes.
That there is the who's who in Chaitanya Leela. That everybody in Chaitanya Leela, they have their Krishna Leela Sarup as well.
Знаем от тази книга на Гаура Ганадеша Дипика, където се казва, всички участници в Гаура Лила имат своята сварупа и в Кришна.
Just like Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, for example. Or Krishna Das Kaviraj, he's also a gopi in Krishna Lila. So, since these Leelas are going on simultaneously in the spiritual sky, that means you can be in Krishna Lila as a gopi and be in Chaitanya Lila as a sannyasi at the same time.
Което означава, че може да си в Кришна Лила като гопи и същевременно да си саньяси в Чайтанья Лила.
This will be very exciting news for all those people who want to change genders, you know. You can simultaneously be a male and a female. You can be a male and a female both at the same time.
Тези, които искат да си сменят пола, като им казвам, че може да си мъж и жена едновременно.
So, if the liberated souls can do it, that means we can also do it. It's possible for us, and we go back together, to also be in Chaitanya Lila and Krishna Lila simultaneously. So the whole point is, if you want to really get some nectar and see how exciting and enlivening it is, and then qualify yourself, become a pure devotee. The pastimes going on in Goloka are inconceivably amazing. Like, that's all I can say.
Защото забавленията, които се случват на Голока Вриндавана, са невъобразимо поразително, удивителни и прекрасни. Това е което мога да кажа.
And what's even more amazing is this. Even while you're within your present material body, you can actually go and experience it.
Това, което е още по-удивително, че дори в това материално тяло може да бъдете там и да изживявате тези
събития. As evidenced by Vila Mangala Thakur.
Доказателство за това е Vila Mangala Thakur.
He was sitting there in Vrindavan and he would actually go into the spiritual world, engaging in his rasa with Krishna.
Той си стоял в Вриндаван, но същото време отивал в духовния свят и се ангажирал.
And as evidenced by Prabhupada, he would sometimes go and lose external consciousness chanting Jai Radha Madhava and go into the pastimes of Krishna.
Също доказателство ще за Прабхупад, който понякога губил съзнание докато пел Jai Radha Madhava и отивал в забавление на Кришна.
So just like this window here, I can see the mountain over there, you see.
Както през този прозорец аз мога да виждам планината е там.
This bhajan Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunja Bihari. Yeah, there's a wind out of the spiritual world.
Този баджан джая рада мадава е прозорец към духовния свят.
But this is more, this is a much better window than that window over there. Because this window gives you an airplane by which you can go through the window. And enter into Krishna's pastimes. So therefore I recommend when you chant Jai Radha Madhava, put as much love and deep meditation as you can possibly can into it. Try throughout your entire life to perfect your Radha, Jai Radha Madhava meditation deeper and deeper and deeper. Because if you go deep enough into Jai Radha Madhava, you will pass through the window into the spiritual world. Even while your body is sitting here in Sofia singing Jai Radha Madhava. It's not to be artificially imitated. But it is available for those who become completely purified within the home. And then you can experience your Chaitanya Sarup and your Gaura Sarup and your Krishna Sarup. Instead of just reading about them. Prabhupada does say you can actually change Sarups. So everyone has complete freedom in the spiritual world to be whenever they want to be in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and the pastimes of Krishna. You can be a gopa, you can be a gopi, whatever you want, you can be. But don't try to artificially jump right now to that.
Но не се опитвайте сега в този момент изкуствено да скачате на
тази. That will block your entrance.
Защото това ще препятства
вашето. That is called sahajism.
Това се нарича сахаджийство.
Just become the completely sold out disciple of your spiritual master.
Просто станете напълно отдадени ученици на своя духовен
учител. Because as Krishna says in the Adipurana.
Защото както Кришна казва в Адипурана.
And thus you're the devotee of my devotee, get up. So those who try to jump over the head of their spiritual master and be a gopi or be this or that, they will never be allowed access into the spiritual world. But those who want to become a particle of dust in the lotus feet of their spiritual master, some stuck between a couple of his toes, they become qualified to regain their sarup. Being the sold out disciple of a bona fide spiritual master is one's ticket to regain one's sarup. Without that surrender to Guru, you'll never get it.
Без отдаването на гуру, пълното отдаване на гуру, човек никога не може да постигне своята сварупа. Това е като билет, с който може да получиш.
Any other questions?
Някакви други въпроси?
Yes.
В банки много хора вече са чули за Кришна и понеже това е малък град, просто молвата се разнася навсякъде. Обаче, за да има по-голяма ефективност, е по-добре, това е мое мнение, да има такива открити програми Рата Ятра. И възможно ли е това да стане?
In the town he is living, in Bankia, his hometown, many, because it's a small town, many people has heard already about Krishna and it's spreading. But he thinks that it's better to have organized programs and Harinam Sarata Yatra And he's asking, is this possible to happen?
Yes, you should preach in a very organized way there.
Да, трябва да проповядваш по много организиран начин там.
That's up to you.
И това зависи от теб.
You become the guru of that village.
Трябва да станеш гуру на там на града.
But don't initiate. That's your duty is to bring the candidates for initiation to your spiritual master. That is the system.
And
you should become a great spiritual leader there.
Yeah.
You had a question, Mr. I saw your hand up. Yeah.
This is a practical question. In our home, we had a small deity of Lord Shiva, and we would like to this deity to be on our altar. Which is the appropriate place to put this deity?
Well, the first question is it proper to put him on the altar? Now, that's the first question. Prabhupada never engaged us in doing that. He never engaged us in putting Shiva on any of our altars in ISKCON. Although he did have the devotees make a Vyasasan for Lord Shiva in the very place temple.
Въпреки че той е казал направено да да сложат Вясасан за Бог Шива в
So it's not so see Shiva is meant to be honored but Prabhupada never put him on any of our altars.
И така Шива трябва да бъде почитан, но Шива Прабхупад никога не ни е казал да го слагаме на алтара.
I don't I mean it's you have a different spiritual master than me so And something like that, of course, your husband is my disciple, but it's a joint altar, so it's a little awkward in one sense. I'm not your ultimate authority, Dhanavir Maharaj. If you were my disciple, I would advise you to keep Lord Shiva deity somewhere else just as a reminder. Just like in temples, they would put They'll have different deities as like reminders or just like a work of art, not worshipable, but as a remembrance of Shiva as being a great personality. They will put him in a, just like in our Vancouver temple, they have some. I would not put him on the altar. If you were my disciple, I would say you can keep him in your home as a nice remembrance of the pure devotee.
Аз бих посъветвал, ако беше моя ученичка, да не го слагаш на алтара, някъде от дома, просто като да напомня за това, за величието на Бог.
But to put him on your altar is not very good thing, because if you're preaching to someone and you bring them to your home, then they're going to want to put Shiva on their altar also. It's just, it's not our system to put Shiva on the altar. Now, if you were a Hindu person who'd always had Shiva on your altar, then I would advise you differently. I would say, all right, you can keep Shiva on a lower level and offer him the prasadam of Krishna. I would, you know, for someone who's very attached, who's been worshipping Shiva in their family for 15 generations, then we might give a different instruction.
Ако ти беше в Индия, там има друга система и те от поколение наред обожават Бог Шива, тогава бих дал друг съвет, нали, да го държиш на алтара, да го сложиш по
ниско. For my disciples who are under my, you know, directly under my control in every detail of their lives, I would instruct them to keep the deity of Shiva. Another nice place in your home so you can honor and remember him as a great personality, but don't put him on your altar.
За моите ученици, които всеки детайл от живота им е под мой контрол, аз бих посъветвал да сложат Бог Шива някъде другаде в дома, като напомняне, но не и на алтара.
But I would encourage you to Kadansava Dhanavir Maharaj about this. It's a very important thing how one sets up on the altar. You probably agree with me, knowing I know Dhanavir Maharaj, you probably agree with me. So I'm sorry if I disappointed you. You asked me where you could put him on the altar, and I said, don't put him on the altar at all.
It was my idea to put it on the altar.
Oh.
So she disagreed with me, and now she's asking. So it's
oh, she disagreed with. She's it's a little husband and wife tactic here. Actually, it was his idea, and she was opposed to it, and I just told her what she exactly she wanted to hear. That's very tactful. She's a very intelligent woman. I can see that, very tactful woman. It's nice to have a that's an intelligent wife, and it's good. You're fortunate to have such an intelligent wife. Any other questions? Yes.
Ние като сме въплътени тук в тези тела и нашето съзнание е обладало нашето тяло и се разпростира само в тялото, дали в същото време част от нашата същност присъства едновременно и за духовния свят. Тоест ние 100% ли сме въплътени тук или едновременно и на двете места?
He would like to ask about the process of incarnation, incarnation, yes. We are embodied, the embodiment. We, the living entities, are embodied in these bodies, and we know that our consciousness is spread throughout the body only. So he's asking, is it that simultaneously we exist here embodied and in the spiritual world?
Oh, the present time? Yeah.
But we are only embodied here.
Yes, we are. The present moment is conditioned souls. We are not embodied in the spiritual world. We are embodied here.
Да, в момента като обусловени души, ние сме присъстваме само тук, сме въплътени в материалния свят.
Our spiritual form embodiment is right now in a dormant seed-like state.
А нашата духовна форма или
just like a banyan tree, a huge banyan tree can fit inside a tiny little banyan seed.
Както едно огромно баняново дърво може да се събере в една малка семка, баняна.
Your original spiritual form right now has been shrunk down into a little seed-like state within that little particle called the Atma.
Твоята духовна форма в момента се свива до рамките на една нещо като семе и духовна.
So you have your spiritual form right now.
Така че ти притежаваш тази духовна форма в момента.
But it's in a seed-like condition. Within it's the Atma is the seed of the actual Swarup.
Но тя е под формата на семе. Атма всъщност е семето на истинската Сварупа.
So you have to plant the seed and nourish the seed so that original spiritual form will come out.
Затова ти трябва да посееш това семе и да го подхранваш, така че тази изначална духовна форма да се прояви.
The process given by Srila Prabhupada.
Процесът, който ни дава Шрила Прабхупад.
To chant at least 16 rounds every day and to strictly follow the four regulated principles.
Да мантруваме 16 кръга всеки ден и стриктно да спазваме регулиращите.
Is the system for germinating that Atma seed.
Това е системата, която помага да покълне това семе на Атма.
So if you will strictly follow this process under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master.
И ако ти стриктно следваш този процес под ръководство на авторитетен духовен учител,
then that full spiritual form will become re-manifested.
Тогава тази цялостна духовна форма отново ще се прояви.
And you will find yourself in Goloka Vrindavan.
И ти ще в един момент ще се намериш в
In Krishna's eternal pastimes.
В вечните забавления на Кришна.
So that is our system.
Това е нашата система.
So it's getting a little late now for us, so we're going to go ahead and stop here.
Става късно за нас, така че ще спрем до тук.
And we thank you very much for your participation in this Krishna consciousness process.
Много ви благодарим за участието ви в процеса на Кришна съзнание.
As taught by the Krishna Consciousness Society.
Както се преподава в обществото за Кришна съзнание.
ISKCON. The International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Международното общество за Кришна съзнание ISKCON.
Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.